This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Stemetol. Active ingredient, prochlorperazine. This leaflet provides important information about using Stemetol. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Stemetol. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Stemetol? Stemetol contains the active ingredient prochlorperazine. Stemetol belongs to a group of medicines called phenothiazines. It helps to correct chemical imbalances in the brain, allowing it to function correctly. These chemicals may also affect the parts of the brain which control nausea, feeling sick and vomiting. Stemetol is used to treat nausea, vomiting, and dizziness due to various causes, including migraine, severe headache. Your doctor may have prescribed Stemetol for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Stemetol has been prescribed for you. What should I know before I use Stemetol? Warnings. Do not use Stemetol if you are allergic to prochlorperazine, the group of medicines called phenothiazines, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have any of the following medical conditions: shock, disease of the blood with a low number of blood cells, yellowing of the skin and or eye, also called jaundice. Stemetol must not be given to anyone who is unconscious or in a coma. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines or any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have any other medical conditions, especially the following: pheochromocytoma, a rare tumor of the adrenal glands which sit near the kidneys. Parkinson's disease, a disease of the brain affecting movement which causes trembling, rigid posture, slow movement and a shuffling, unbalanced walk. Myasthenia gravis, a disease of the muscles causing drooping eyelids, double vision, difficulty in speaking and swallowing, and sometimes muscle weakness in the arms or legs. Kidney problems, heart and blood vessel problems, low blood pressure, blood clots, liver disease, prostate problems, bowel problems, epilepsy, seizures, or fits, low blood calcium levels, decreased thyroid activity, glaucoma, a condition in which there is usually a buildup of fluid in the eye, neuroleptic malignant syndrome, a reaction to some medicines with a sudden increase in body temperature, extremely high blood pressure and severe convulsions, a reaction to some medicines with uncontrollable twitching or jerking movements of the arms and legs, dementia, diabetes, a low number of white blood cells, symptoms of Reye syndrome in children such as diarrhea, rapid breathing, vomiting and severe fatigue, chicken pox or measles in children, dehydration in children. If you have not told your doctor or pharmacist about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Stemetol. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Use in children. Do not use in children less than 2 years of age or weighing less than 10 kilograms. Do not use Stemetol intramuscular injection in children. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Use of Stemetol is not recommended during pregnancy. Check with your doctor if you are a woman of childbearing age and not using effective contraception, or if you are pregnant, might become pregnant, or think you may be pregnant. If there is a need to take Stemetol during your pregnancy, your doctor will discuss with you the benefits and risks of using it. Use of Stemetol is not recommended during breastfeeding. If you're breastfeeding or planning to breastfeed, talk to your doctor about using Stemetol. It is recommended that you do not breastfeed while taking Stemetol, as it is not known whether Stemetol passes into breast milk. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Stemetol and affect how it works. These include some medicines used to control depression, or mood swings, or mental illness such as lithium. Medicines metabolized by CYP2D6 enzymes such as amitriptyline. Alcohol. Desferrioxamine, a drug used in an overdose. Medicines used for cancer such as bracarbazine. Some medicines used to control epilepsy, such as phenobarbital and carbamazepine. Antibiotics used to treat infections. Medicines used to treat Parkinson's disease, such as levodopa. Medicines used for the treatment of diabetes. Anticholinergic medicines, which are used to relieve stomach cramps, spasms, and travel sickness. Atropine, a medicine which may be used in some eye drops or cough and cold preparations. Some oral medicines used to prevent your blood from clotting. Medicines used to treat high blood pressure or heart problems, such as clonidine, guanfacine, and propranolol. Medicines used to treat fluid buildup in your body. Medicines used to treat a fast or irregular heartbeat, e.g. amiodarone, quinidine, disopyramide. Medicines that can slow your heartbeat, e.g. diltiazem, verapamil. Medicines that can reduce potassium levels in the blood, e.g. diuretics, laxatives. Other medicines that can affect your heart rate, e.g. methadone, pentamidine. Antacids containing magnesium, aluminium, and calcium salts, oxides, and hydroxides. Adrenaline used for severe allergic reactions. Amphetamine. These medicines may be affected by stemitol, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor will advise you. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect stemitol. How do I use stemitol? How much to use? Your doctor or pharmacist will tell you how much stemitol you will need to take each day. This depends on your condition and whether or not you are taking any other medicines. Adult dose. The usual recommended dose for nausea and vomiting is 1 or 2 tablets 2 to 3 times daily. The usual recommended dose for dizziness is 1 or 2 tablets 3 to 4 times daily. If you are not able to take a tablet, a 1 milliliter, 12.5 milligram injection is the recommended dose. Follow the instructions provided and use stemitol until your doctor tells you to stop. Children's dose. The recommended dose for nausea, vomiting, and dizziness is 1 tablet 2 to 3 times a day. Follow the instructions provided and use stemitol until your doctor tells you to stop. When to use stemitol? It does not matter if you take stemitol before or after food. How to use stemitol? Tablets. Swallow stemitol tablets whole with a full glass of water. Do not chew the tablets. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. Injection. Stemitol may be given as an injection into a muscle. Stemitol injection should only be given by a doctor, nurse, or other trained person. If you use too much stemitol. If you think that you have used too much stemitol, you may need urgent medical attention. Do not try to vomit. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Your doctor or pharmacist has information on how to recognize and treat an overdose. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any concerns. What should I know while using stemitol? Things you should do. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking stemitol. If you are about to be started on any new medicines, tell your doctor, dentist, or pharmacist that you are taking stemitol. If you plan to have surgery that needs a general anesthetic, tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking stemitol. If stemitol makes you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint, be careful when getting up from a sitting or lying position. Getting up slowly may help. Call your doctor straight away if you notice any uncontrolled movements of the tongue, face, mouth, or jaw, such as puffing of the cheeks, puckering of the mouth, or chewing movements. These are symptoms of a very rare condition called tardive dyskinesia, which may develop in people taking phenothiazine medicines, including stemitol. The condition is more likely to occur during long-term treatment with stemitol, especially in elderly women. In very rare cases, this may be permanent. Become pregnant while taking stemitol. Things you should not do. Do not give stemitol to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take stemitol to treat any other complaints unless your doctor or pharmacist tells you to. Do not stop taking stemitol, or lower the dosage, even if you are feeling better, without checking with your doctor. Do not stop taking stemitol suddenly. If you do, your condition may worsen, or your chance of getting an unwanted side effect may increase. To prevent this, your doctor may gradually reduce the amount of Stemacil you take each day before stopping completely. Do not take any medicines that cause drowsiness while you are taking Stemacil. Sun exposure. Stemacil may cause your skin to be much more sensitive to sunlight than it is normally. It is advised to avoid exposure to direct sunlight during treatment. If outdoors, wear protective clothing and use at least a 15+ sunscreen. Exposure to sunlight may cause a skin rash, itching, redness, or severe sunburn. If your skin does appear to be burning, tell your doctor. Make sure you keep cool in hot weather and keep warm in cool weather. Stemacil may affect the way your body reacts to temperature changes, driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Stemacil affects you. Stemacil may cause drowsiness, dizziness, and blurred vision. If this occurs, do not drive. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Be careful when drinking alcohol while taking Stemacil. If you drink alcohol, dizziness, drowsiness, or lightheadedness may be worse. Your doctor may suggest you avoid alcohol while you are being treated with Stemacil. Looking after your medicine. Stemacil ampoules for injection should be stored at a pharmacy or hospital. The injection should be kept below 25 degrees Celsius and protected from light. Keep Stemacil tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Protect from light. Keep your Stemacil in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack, they may not keep well. Store your Stemacil tablets in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink, or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. Stemacil helps most people with nausea, vomiting, and dizziness, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. If you are over 65 years or age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. If you do experience any side effects, do not stop taking Stemacil without first talking to your doctor or pharmacist. Most side effects are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Gastrointestinal or gut related. Constipation. Dry mouth. Central nervous system related. Drowsiness. Restlessness. Trembling. Rigid posture. Mask-like face. Slow movements and a shuffling, unbalanced walk. Uncontrollable twitching, jerking, or writhing movements. Vision or eye related. Blurred vision. Cardiovascular or heart related. Low blood pressure. The following side effects are less common. Changes in heartbeats. Swelling of the hands, ankles, or feet. Skin rash. For females, unusual secretion of breast milk, irregular or stopping of periods. For males, breast enlargement, difficulty in ejaculating, getting or maintaining an erection, or persistent painful erection. Severe pain in the stomach with bloating, cramps and vomiting. Difficulty passing urine. Yellowing of the skin and or eyes. Headache. Insomnia. Seizures. Agitation. Dizziness. Difficulty in breathing. Brownish deposits in the eyes. Stuffy nose. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Allergic reaction related, that can occur either immediately or within several days of drug administration, that may be life-threatening. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty in breathing or swallowing. Swelling of the face, lips, throat, tongue, or other parts of the body. Cold, clammy skin, palpitations, dizziness, weakness, or fainting. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Musculoskeletal related. Unusual muscle tone or spasms causing distortion of the body in children. General. Sudden increase in body temperature, extremely high blood pressure and severe convulsions. Hypersensitivity, fever, rash, facial swelling, swollen lymph nodes, which could be symptoms relating to raised levels of infection fighting cells, relating to eosinophilia. Nervous system related. high fever, muscle cramps or stiffness, dizziness, severe headache, fast heartbeat, confusion, agitation, hallucinations, or a sweating a lot. Symptoms relating to neuroleptic malignant syndrome. Liver-related. Yellowing of the skin and or eyes. Jaundice and urine becomes darker in color. Blood-related. Bleeding and bruising. Thrombocytopenic purpura. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these side effects. These are very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention, or hospitalization. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What stemetol tablets contain? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Prochlorperazine maleate 5 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Wheat starch. Calcium hydrogen phosphate dihydrate. Magnesium stearate. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What stemetol injections contain? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Prochlorperazine mesylate 12.5 mg per milliliter. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Sodium chloride. Sodium sulfite. Sodium metabisulfite. Monoethanolamine. Water for injection. Potential allergens. Sodium sulfite. Sodium metabisulfite. Sulfites. Do not receive this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What stemetol looks like? Stemetol tablets are white, round and marked with S. Tablets are available in packs of 25, Ostar 2, 7, 5, 6, 4. Stemetol for injection is a clear liquid in a 1 ml glass ampoule, in a pack of 10 ampoules, Ostar 2, 7, 5, 5, 5. Who distributes Stemetol? Stemetol is supplied in Australia by Clinic Pty Limited, 120 to 132 Atlantic Drive. Keysborough, Victoria 3173, Australia. Customer inquiries. 1-800-899-005. Sponsor. Atnes Pharma Australia Pty Limited. Level 10. 10 Shelley Street. Sydney, New South Wales 2000. Australia. This leaflet was prepared in January 2025.